Hello, everyone. This is, in fact, Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you for tuning in. And that continues to be the Lost Bayou Ramblers with Stiff from their live album, Astiff. And we opened up with a little bit of Cajun music because it is Carnival this weekend, which means that Tuesday is Mardi Gras. We'll be having some more Mardi Gras music at the end of the show. Hope you're doing well. I've been doing well. I saw a very moving movie over the weekend from the 70s. You might know it. It's called Looking for Mr. Goodbar. And let me tell you, that movie is, it's something else. It's got Diane Keaton, same year she won for Annie Hall. But man, those two movies could not be tonally different. still good in their own way. Anyway, up next, let's have something with, the Rude Boy Rock.
Well, sit, children. Let me give you the subject of the day.
Thank you. Okay, so guitarra.
Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Q-Tip.
Where are you going and who are you going with?
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. My mother went away for a month-long trip. Hunting some friends on an ocean liner ship. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ollie up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Took the Dodge Dart, a 74. My mother left the yard, but I needed one more. Shahid had me covered with 100 greenbacks. So we left Brooklyn and we made big tracks. Drove down the belt, got on the conduit. Came to a toll and paid and went through it. Had no destination, we was on a quest. Ollie laid in the back so he can get rest. Drove down the road for 2 days and a half. The sun had just risen on a dusty path. Just then a figure had caught my eye. A mirror for Sombrero who was 4 feet high. I pulled over to ask where he was at. His index finger, he tipped off his hat. El Segundo, he said, my name is Pedro. If you need directions, I'll tell you pronto. Need a civilization, some sort of reservation. He said a mile south, there's a fast food station. Thanks to y'all, as I started the motor, Ali said,
damn, Tim, what did you drive so far for? Well, describe to me what the wallet looks like.
Anyway, a gas station we passed. We got gas and went on to get grub. It was a nice little pub in the middle of nowhere. Anywhere would have been better. I ordered enchiladas and I ate them. Ali had the fruit punch. When we finished, we thought for ways to get back. I had a hunch. Ali said, pay for lunch. So I did it. Pulled out the wallet and I saw this wicked, beautiful lady. She was a waitress there. Put the wallet down and stand and stand to put me back into reality. Here's Shahid.
Yo, Tip, man, you got what you need?
I checked for keys and started to step. What do you know? My wallet, I forget. Yo, it was a brown wallet. Had props numbers. Had my Jimmy hats. I gotta get it, man. Lord have mercy. The heat got hotter. Ali starts to curse me. I feel bad, but he makes me feel badder. Chit, chit, chatter. Car starts to scatter. Breaking on out, we was northeast bound. Jetting on down at the speed of sound. 3 days coming and three more going. We get back and there was no slack. 490 Madison, we're here, Shy. He said, all right, Chip, see you tomorrow. Thinking about the past week, the last week. Hands go in my pocket, I can't speak. Hop in the car and torpedo to the shack. A Shahid, we gotta go back. When he said why, I said we gotta go. Cause I left my wallet in El Segundo. Yeah, I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
From 1990's landmark album, People's Instinctive Travels in the Paths of Rhythm, that was A Tribe Called Quest with I Left My Wallet in El Segundo, which I hear is a very nice place to leave a wallet. Sinead O'Connor with Mandinka from her debut album, The Lion and the Cobra. And we start off with Lion Rock, Rude Boy Rock from the Rude Boy Rock EP. And also it turns up on ESPN, no, ESPN, FIFA, yeah. EA FIFA 1998. There we go. I got it eventually. What do we got up next? Well, later on, we're going to have a very expansive scene report of things you should be doing with your life if you want to support the local scene. And speaking of the local scene, those of you who came out to the Loft last night to see Thrust Club and Miss Geo and all the rest, your presence was much appreciated and noted. Good for you. Up next, we're going to have Necco Case covering a number by the Everly Brothers.
Way down in Bowling Green,
To the town of our free rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip, and he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead, and he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red, after Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death, about to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play, and the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather, for a bullet fairly ripped, and the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment, and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip, big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip.
All right, at the start, we had a cover of the Everly Brothers by Necco Case and her boyfriends from the album The Virginian, that was Bowling Green. We also had the Pogues with Blue Heaven from the underrated album Peace and Love, and that was Marty Robbins with Big Iron from the 1958 album Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs. You can never have too much of either. And as we listen to this rock steady cover of Norwegian Wood, let's talk about the legally mandated PSA. And it's a special Valentine's Day one. It's for the Apple Jam Valentine's Day cover show on the 16th. Are you looking for love this Valentine's Day? Well, that's too bad. Anyway, on Friday, February 16th, Apple Jam Productions is putting on their annual Valentine's Day cover show, Come on down to the Crane Room at 8 p.m. to see some amazing Tufts musical acts. The event is for Tufts students only. Speaking of love and apples, did you know there was an old wives' tale in New England that if a young woman peeled an apple in one strip and tossed it over her shoulder, the letter it formed on the floor would be the initial of her future husband? When I tried it, my apple peel spelled out WMFO. And this has been a public service message from Apple Jam Productions and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Now let's take a quick look at the scene report, the cultural goings-on in this little world of ours. On the 17th of February, at Faces, you can see KCUF, Payphones, Hell Beach, and Jeff Rowe. It's an 8 p.m. show, all ages, and it's $12. And if you're feeling truly daring, you can go back to Faces the next day on the 18th and go see Dim Wizard from Washington, D.C., Cape Crush, and MK Naomi, friends of the show. It's a 7 p.m. show, all ages, $12. On the 24th of February at the Midway Cafe, you can see Your Friends in Hell, Hands of Spite, The Grandstand Jockeys, and Good and You. That's the name of the band, Good and You. 21 plus, 8 p.m. is the hour, $10 is the cost. On the 29th, that's right, Leap Day at Deep Cuts here in Medford, you can see Tiffy, backed by Impossible Dog, Jude Ivy, and Pregame Rituals. The doors are at 7, the music's at 8, it's a 21 plus show, $10 in advance, $15 at the door. Looking further ahead, at the 19th of March at the Jungle, you can see the Dead Flowers, the Skeleton Crew, that's Ska, S-K-A, guess what they play, and the Wizard and the Wise, details forthcoming. On the 22nd of March at Faces, you can see Pink Slip, Power Up, and Do It With Malice, a band out of New York, and that's an 8 p.m. show, all ages kids, and it's $15. And finally, on the 29th of March at the Rockwell, this is a big one, kids, so, you know, requirement, attendance is required. Thou Merciless Graves presents Wrath of the Selkie. Thou Merciless Graves makes a triumphant return, backed by Your Friends in Hell, Coffin Salesman, and Squally Green Thumb. Doors are at 7, music's at 8. It's $15 in advance, $18 at the door, so be a wise consumer and buy those tickets in advance. And do you have a show that you want me to say something insane and rambling about? Well, again, touch with me at Great Songs About Nothing Good on Yon Instagram. There's other ways to contact me, but that one is the most reliable. Up next, well, in the past week, since we had our last show, there's been a lot of focus on Tracy Chapman, and that has also brought into focus Tracy Chapman's musical roots here at WMFO in Medford. When she was an undergrad at Tufts, she recorded a demo in a studio not too far from where I sit, and also did busking around town, and the rest, they say, is history. And we're going to play a nice long set of music, opening with Tracy Chapman and the song that was performed at the Grammys last week alongside country artist Luke Combs, which brought her a lot of initial attention and fame. And I advise you all to lean back and enjoy this little ditty. Oh, and before I continue, I should mention that that demo that I mentioned that was recorded here in WMFO, you can actually listen to it on YouTube. So do some crafty searching, and you can hear Tracy from way back when. How about that?
Ticket to anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says, body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Still drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
No. We recorded this song on October the 6th. Since then, the war has been declared over. If you're like me, you'll remember it like anybody remembers any war. One big drag. A lot of people write songs about wars and government, very social things. But I think about young guys who were like I was when I was young. I had no more idea about any government or political things or anything. And I think about those kind of young guys now who all of a sudden somebody comes up and they're very law-abiding. So if somebody says go, they don't ask any questions, they just go. And I can remember not too long ago seeing a young guy with his right arm gone. Just got back. And I asked him how he was doing. He said he was doing all right now, but he had thought he was gonna die. He said getting shot at didn't bother him. It was getting shot that shook him up. And I tried to put myself in his position. Maybe he cried. Maybe he said, I can't write left-handed. Would you please write a letter? Write a letter to my mother. Tell her to tell, tell her to tell, tell her to tell her family lawyer. Trying to get a deferment for my younger brother. Tell the Reverend Harris to pray for me, Lord, Lord, Lord. I don't believe I'm gonna live to get much older. Strange little man over here in Vietnam. I ain't never seen. Bless his heart, I ain't never done nothing to. He done shot me in my shoulder. You know we talked about fighting, fighting every day. And looking through rosy and rosy colored glasses. I must admit it seemed exciting. In a way, but something that they overlooked to tell me, Lord. Bullets look better, I must say. At you, ooh. good things for me, Lord. Much older, oh Lord. Strange little man over here in Vietnam. I ain't never seen, bless his heart, ain't never done nothing to. He done shot me in my shoulder.
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the redwood forests to the Gulf Stream waters, oh yes, this land belongs to you and me. As I went roaming that ribbon of a highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. Yes, this land belongs to you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the redwood forests to the Gulf Stream waters, ooh, this land belongs to you and me. I roamed and rambled, I followed my footsteps across the golden sands of your diamond deserts, and all around me a voice kept saying, oh, this land belongs to you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the redwood forests to the Gulf Stream waters, oh Lordy, this land belongs to you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the redwood forests to the Gulf Stream waters, ooh, this land belongs to you and me. This land belongs to you and me. This land belongs to you and me. This land belongs to you and me.
And that's the one and only Harry Belafonte with a cover of Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land from 1963's The Streets I Have Walked. The special AKA was Free Nelson Mandela. Bill Withers' I Can't Write Left-Handed from Live at Carnegie Hall. Bob and Marcia, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. And we start off with Tracy Chapman, Fast Car from the self-titled debut album. That'll do it for us here on Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. Tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. And I'm going to close not with our usual fare, but at the start I opened with some Lost Bayou Ramblers for a Cajun Mardi Gras song. And since Mardi Gras is in fact on Tuesday, we'll close with some Creole Mardi Gras. They're similar, but very distinct. Here's some Bozo Chavis, and until next week, good night and good riddance.
Vampire on, tole tole. Yes, indeed. Thank you very much for having a beautiful show. Yes, very lively, as you can tell. Yes, definitely we're going to be with you until 8 o'clock. As this is the Bâtonnet Lacay, even join me. Et puis chaque dimanche, dérapé 6h, jour 8h du soir.